Now on Colorado's Morning News, another swing and a miss. Friday's December jobs report falling short by a staggering 200,000 jobs continues to be a trend of months of missed expectations.
But how has the stock market reacted? Friend of the program, founder of daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff joins us live. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, April. Good morning.
Yeah, how can it be possible that job reporting has fallen so far below expectations for so many months in a row?
Well, I mean, it's just a reflection of small businesses and large businesses having a near impossible time of attracting and hiring enough people. And when you have a jobs report again that was expecting between 400,000 and 450,000 jobs created in the month of December, and then the number rolls out at 199,000, it's a trend that just shows that each and every month we are falling well below where we need to be. And of course, a lot of people recognize with the supply chain issues and other things that are still an issue around the country that it's not a matter of just not having enough trucks and containers and things of this nature, but many times it's just having the manpower, the drivers, the men and women that are responsible to help keep that well-oiled machine moving. And right now, it's just not doing as much as it should. And yesterday, there was a hint of panic for a few hours on Wall Street between about 10:30 and 11:45 or so Eastern time when the market took a pretty serious dip, about 1.5%. It recovered to where it was just down 162 points. But you can feel that the anxiety or the fear on index or the fear on Wall Street is there. And, of course, the Fed's coming up. They'll be making some comments this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the thought is, okay, we're going to have to speed up the number of rate hikes, how quickly and how many, and of course, as the Fed talks, reactions will take place on Wall Street.
The market likes consistency, as you've taught us, Jay, and I guess when you have the inconsistency, that's where it gets a little nervous. Is that correct?
It is. The unknown, Marty, is the one thing that investors just can't stand. It's a lot like, okay, if I'm going to have to take the medicine, tell me what it is, I'll be okay with it, and I'll move on, because at least then you can plan for what's going to be taking place. When you have a lot of these unknowns that cause a lot of people to really second guess what some of their investment strategies are, that's the problem. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, we've talked for years about, for those that invest long term, not short term like my students and I, where we flip stocks in 20 minutes, but a long term approach to the market, keep doing what you're doing. Now, if you're concerned about some of the things that are coming up, and there's certainly good reason for that, it's an opportunity to stash some cash on the sidelines so that when certain stocks reach a certain point, you can take advantage of them when they dip. There's a big difference between watching the market drop in panic and watch the market drop thinking, hey, there might be some buying opportunities coming up here in the next several weeks or months that I can take advantage of. And from a long-term perspective, that changes your entire outlook when you can remove emotion from the equation, which unfortunately for 90% of the people is very, very difficult to do.
Jay, good news. I've just appointed you to the U.S. Senate. And so Jerome Powell's on the Hill today for his confirmation hearings. What do you want to ask him?
Well, I certainly would like to get his latest take on the economy, and I'm certain that's going to be the case. And there's going to be a case for him to obviously keep his post, keep doing what they're doing for the sake of consistency, Pat. But the Fed's done a pretty good job of, A, trying to stay ahead of inflation, but, B, and I think more importantly so, communicating what they think openly. I think this is one of the most transparent Fed chairs that we've had in history as far as my history in the last 30 years or so, as far as letting investors know what they're thinking, what their plans are, which, back to Marty's point, prevents any curveballs from coming up where they do something that's unexpected and all of a sudden the market has to react based on what they think is taking place. So it's going to be interesting to see what Jerome Powell's take on the current state of the economy is. I'd really like him to address the inflationary concerns that continue to be on a front burner for a lot of people, and obviously speak to the supply chain issues that are ongoing throughout the country as well.
Our tapes will be rolling, as they say. Jay Ratliff, thanks so much for the time, as always.
My pleasure.